Today on the Profitable Tradie podcast,
we're going to share 10 powerful ways that AI can help you with your financials and money, your administration, your software, and your leadership. Now, I recently put a post in our coaching clients group asking what's one cool thing you're using AI for. I was blown away with the cleverness of what our members are doing. Now, we have over 1,200 people in the group, and they're using AI to analyze their numbers, build apps for marketing, leadership, accounting, even legal stuff, and a whole bunch more. And it's becoming clear that the ones that are embracing AI are improving their businesses at a much faster pace than those who aren't. Tune into this episode and start saving hours a week and making more money before your competitors get too far ahead for you to catch up. Well, the other day I was putting a post on our members page, just curious to know what they're doing with AI. And I said, hey, what are some ways you're using AI that are pretty clever? And we got an amazing response. I was actually blown away with what people were doing.
Yeah, it was actually mind-blowing. There were so many uses. I really thought it would be people that are just doing basic stuff, writing emails or simple things, maybe the social media post or two. But they were doing some cool stuff. So
very interesting. And I thought it'd be cool to talk about that today to provide some inspiration for people listening about how you can use this, because I think sometimes all you need to know is what's possible. And you start using it and you just get pretty gun at it. So, and that's what people in our members group are doing. Yeah. And I think it's important because, you know, you run a business, there's a lot going on. There's admin up the wazoo, you're busy, you're trying to price work, you've got clients wanting stuff, and most people are tapped out. You know, they've got too much to do and not enough time to do it. And, you know, AI is a way that can really help you with
it. Yeah, it can get you ahead. I mean, I think it's so easy to become the bottleneck in your own business. You know, there's just so much to do, as you said. And, you know, obviously too much knowledge, decision-making and problem-solving just like lives inside your head. And so, unfortunately, it all ends up with you and you just can't get everything done. Whereas if you use AI effectively, you know, you can get a lot more done in a lot less time and you can basically make yourself go a lot further. And not only that, but everyone on your team can do the same thing. So it's really a multiplier of output, which is incredible.
And you think about, you know, back in the old days, construction, you know, if you need to do some construction, there's some blocks over there. You've got to pick them up yourself and carry them to where you need them to be. And then some smart dude invented the wheelbarrow so you could, like, you know, put 10 blocks in there and wheel the wheelbarrow.
You're
like,
well, 20 if you're strong, Tony.
Well, but, yeah, you know, sorry. Yeah, that's true. But they got even cleverer. You know, they invented cranes and excavators and trucks so you could now put, you know, tons and tons and tons of stuff and carry it. And now, like, it's crazy, right? You've got driverless trucks and cranes and stuff that don't even need people. And so that multiplication effect through AI is incredible. And it's about doing the same in your business, you know? Like, it's more than just a wheelbarrow even. It's like, it's the whole thing. And that allows you to get way more done, as you said. You've got a lot more leverage. Your people are more effective. And it can save you a lot of time. And then you can spend your time as the business owner on the things that really make a difference, which is like growing your business, rather than just getting all the stuff done.
Yeah, 100%. You don't want to be that one contractor who's out on site carrying bricks by hand when everyone else has cranes and trucks and things. So you don't want to get left behind, because I think the thing is people are adopting, you know, a lot of AI tools very quickly, and they're really, you know, making some incredible changes in their business and incredible changes to the output that they can do. And I think if you're not on that train, you're going to struggle. Like, it's just going to be hard to keep up. So yep. I think, don't turn up to a job with a shovel while everyone else has an excavator.
That's right.
Use the right tools and you'll get a lot more done. So yeah. I think let's get to this post, man, because yep. I think that was really cool. Like, you obviously made that post. How are you using AI in your business? What's some cool stuff that you've done? And there was some stuff that really, I think, was interesting. Some stuff that, you know, blew us away.
Well, the first one that really blew me away was people actually using AI as like an in-house counsel or a legal advisor. I was like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You know, we all, you know how much we all love lawyers, kind of a bit of a pain in the ass.
Oh, favorite people in the world.
Most of the time, good deal killers, but they are using AI for legal advice, and specifically several of them mentioned they're using them to, you know, to write or update their terms of trades and their contracts, which I thought was a very, very interesting use, because obviously as tradespeople or contractors, we're not really experts at this, but it's given us the ability to basically get expert advice and get this stuff done quickly and at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, dude, we've done it, right? Like, the amount of money you spend with the legal eagles, so to speak, in order to basically get a template that they use for everybody. And, you know, they say they spend hours on it, but I mean, to be fair, it's the same as every other contract you've ever had and every other contract you've ever seen. Whereas, like, people are getting actual, like, bespoke contracts, you know, terms of trade, everything that are coming out, you know, specific to where they live, what the type of work that they do. And it's you know, it's actually, like, really, really good stuff. And it's pumping out in seconds and you're not having to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for it. So pretty incredible. I think, like, What would be the things that stand out to you though? If you were going to use it as legal advice or get contracts and things, would be the pitfalls?
Yeah, I think the thing is you have to be careful. AI is not right all the time, so it could make a mistake here, and it's very important that your terms, they're your legal protection, that you don't do that. So a couple of things that I think are really helpful and that our members are doing is they're telling the AI, they're giving it context. So what type of work do you do? What type of business are you in? What type of clients are you working with? Because working with a homeowner or a residential client is very different than doing a multi-million dollar project with a large construction company, for example, where they've got a whole army of QSs and stuff who are kind of trying to tear you limb from limb. So tell them what sort of work it is. Ask it to act as an expert in the field and write terms to protect you. So you can tell it to do that. Ask it to explain the terms in plain English to you. Mm. So it will produce the legalese, if you like, but ask it to actually explain the terms, because I find I read through a contract and what the hell does it actually mean?
Well, that's another thing, is it's instead of bringing a contract that someone else has presented to you, you bring that to your legal advice and get some advice from somebody else. You can actually just chuck that through AI and it's going to summarize it to you in very plain English, something you can understand. Because I don't know about you, man, but when I'm reading like a multi-page contract or document that's all in legalese, it's hard to understand. Well,
it basically destroys my will to live.
Yeah, like it's not fun.
Not fun at all.
But you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Which is pretty important.
It is. And what I suggest you do, and something that the members are doing, is maybe you use Claude to actually build it. Maybe use another AI to check it as well, that you can do that.
Yeah.
And look, if it's big stuff that you're going to use over and over again, maybe you've got all this drafted and put together, then you might employ a legal person and say, here's my terms, can you please check that they do what I want?
Yeah.
And so you're going to spend a fraction of the money and obviously a fraction of the time. This is the big thing. You go to a terms of trade company or lawyer, it takes them 4 weeks. In fact, I think they sandbag on this. They make it take longer than it needs to. Just
you don't think that? That's happening. So, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, so that's the value thing that they're trying to build. So look, the legal thing was like, that's a great use of AI. Makes a huge difference.
And I think still checking and, actually getting it signed off by
verify.
From proper legal advice. It's not getting rid of the legal advice need, but it is absolutely just collapsing the time and the money that you spend on these things. So it's pretty massive. One that really got me was the financials dashboards. Like, so our members were saying they're building, dashboards for their financials using AI, and basically using AI to pull all of the stats that they want for these dashboards straight out of like field management software, accounting software and the likes, and actually populating these dashboards straight away. So it's not just crunching the numbers, it's actually building the dashboard itself, and which I thought was so cool.
Well, it is cool. And, think of it, some people don't have any dashboards and that's a problem, because, trying to like fly the plane with any instruments or drive the car without a dashboard is tricky. And a lot of people are doing that with their business. But some people who do have it, like it's old school, you've got Excel spreadsheets that you update once a week or once a month. The cool thing about these dashboards is they're real time. These AIs are pulling the data in real time from the different pieces of software and putting it in front of them. Mm. And I know particularly Aaron's one was amazing. It's like it's got lights even. It's like red, amber, and green.
Yeah.
To tell him where things are going well, where things are like in the danger zone and where things are just like cooked.
Yeah, if he's hitting his targets or not.
Yeah, so these dashboards are incredible.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, previously you'd have to have a developer to do these, but now...
I mean, how much money have we spent on building dashboards over the years? Like, honestly, even in this business, let alone actually trying to do this for members and things. And nowadays people can build that, the click of a button. It's just super fast. And I think another thing is, even if you built the dashboard, you then had to like create the mechanism to pull the data from other places to populate the dashboard, or you had a person who's sitting there reading through other data sources so that they can then, basically do data entry into your dashboard or your spreadsheet or whatever it was. And all of that's just completely automatic now, which is incredible.
This costs next to nothing. You spend literally tens of thousands of dollars on developers and stuff, and now you can just like, you can do it. The guy built this thing, he's a roofing contractor.
Mm.
He's a smart guy. Yeah. He's not a computer programmer.
No.
So,
well, you don't need to be anymore, which is the whole beauty of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's incredible. Like, I remember back when we a long time ago doing this, Tone. Like, I mean, we've been at it for a while now, but.
Well, some of us longer than others, well, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, we've been at it for a while. I think the point is doing this, the amount of data that you would want to see as a business owner, that we would want to, the clients that we work with to be able to see, so that we could effectively coach, so they could see where they're at, so they could improve. It was a big job to just to be able to get the data so that we could see what to do. And nowadays it's not, it's just so much easier. And I think that's actually an incredible thing, because, you know, knowledge is power, and awareness creates choice. So if you have that awareness of your numbers, because you can see them easily, then you have a lot of choice about what to do next. And honestly, one of the biggest roadblocks that we used to see was that people just couldn't get the awareness, because getting the data was that much of a hassle. Now it's not. So incredible.
Yeah. So another one that I love, this is a quick, juicy one, that was really cool to me, is building a cash flow forecast. So we talked to our members about doing this, and this is really important, because you want to know for the next 12 weeks how your bank account looks, so there's no surprises, you know, and you can plan accordingly. So one of our members is like, basically they got a CSV file of their bank account for the last 3 months. They got our cash flow forecast template, and they told the AI what cash they were expecting to get in from jobs over the next 12 weeks. Pow. Like, in less than a minute, there is a cash flow forecast generated.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Now, this would take a few hours previously.
Yeah. Even with the templates and stuff that we provide.
That's right.
Know, so you still had to go and find the data, put it in, and you know, make calculations. Nowadays, you don't.
That's crazy, right? And so that's just putting, you know, data at your fingertips, super simple. That's it, cash flow forecast done. Like that. I mean,
well, we did have that one member, Ben, who actually took this a step further, and he went from that cash flow forecast. He actually, when he came to us, he's quite new in the program, and he came to us, he was in a bit of debt when he joined the program, and that's something we were working on. And he's almost completely paid it off now, and he's actually making a lot more money. The thing with Ben is that he actually used that cash flow forecast, put it through Claude, and it built him a dashboard where he could, you know, input the amount of debt that he had, the cash flow situation that he was also in, and what would happen if he could increase revenue by X amount, if he could increase his GP by X amount, if he decreased or increased payments to certain things. And he basically had all these sliders which would tell him exactly how long it was going to take to pay down that debt and actually get back into the profit. And it was so cool. It literally built it as a dashboard. It's like, here's your plan to get rid of your debt. And as a result, he's gotten rid of it, which is amazing.
It's mad. Yeah. So the next one, I know you're a bit juiced up about this one. price books.
Yeah, I think this is massive, because, you know, the reality is like, the more you can have your pricing somewhat decided or templated or priced in advance, you know, set prices, a good price book, like, the more you're going to close deals. It's really that simple, because as an inquiry comes in, if I can tell you right now, this is the price, I'm going to close the deal, because everybody else is still mucking around trying to quote it. So it's that whole speed to lead. And if you've got those prices very, very quickly, you're in a very powerful position. Hard part with this, though, is creating those set prices and then keeping them up to date using all of the data from, you know, your merchants and your suppliers. And so I think the reality with this is that you can actually get a situation where you can pull in real time using AI, pull the data from your merchants so that you get up-to-date prices, and then it can build your set prices based on the margin that you want for any work type. And so when we were talking about this as a strategy for a lot of clients in the past, it was hard. It was awesome once it's set up, but it was hard to set it up in the first place and actually create those set prices.
You had to manually build a price
for every...
with a spreadsheet or whatever.
Yeah. And like, so you had to figure out, hey, what are the top jobs that I do really commonly, you know, on repeat, and then fix price these and build that manually. And we've got people doing that in minutes now.
Well, this is the juicy part, and this is what I really loved, is people were taking common invoices or common quotes and bids that they'd already put together, putting them into the AI with the access to all the supplier stuff, and it was just spitting out the price just like that. So they can build hundreds of prices super, super quick, which is nuts.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
How cool is that? I mean, that's outrageous.
Absolute,
right?
Game changer, because it was just such a time-consuming thing to set up. And once it was set up, you were good to go, and it was incredible, but it was just so time-consuming to set up. Not anymore. So it's amazing.
Well, and even the cool thing is now it's dynamic, because before it was like a static price. You know, your inputs from your suppliers were static price. Now that can be dynamic, which is gangster.
Yeah, keeps it up to date. So I remember this one, I think, actually jazzed you.
I love this. It's so good.
you bowled into my office and you're like, Phil, have you seen this? I was like, yeah.
Well, and the thing, I should have known this, because we do this in our business, but we got, you know, our members who are actually doing – reviews of calls for quality and script adherence. So what I mean by that is, you know, you make calls from your business or calls come into the business, you can use the AI to analyze the quality of the call, you know, that your employee's making. So that might be accounts receivable calls when you're chasing for money, might be inquiries, you know, when people are ringing in or whatever. It could be follow-up calls when you're following up quotes or bids or whatever it is. If you've got a script and the way you want to do it, you chuck the script into the AI and then you chuck the transcript of the call and you get the AI to mark the call. Powerful. Like, insane. Mm. It's very difficult to do that in real time. I mean, you should do it, and we teach our members to do it, but it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Now you can do it. Now, it's not perfect, but it's like 80% good, which is – and it does show you the calls that probably need a bit more investigation. Then you go and train your team on it. So that's a very powerful
Well, the product. Thing is, it's not perfect with tone of voice, but it is pretty perfect with a script adherence, and also it can give you a really good summary of what happened and why it's interpreted that any outcome happened. So, you know, like – honestly, if you're getting, let's say, 100 inquiries a week, it's a lot. Like, how are you going to review 100 calls? Like, you need someone needs to have the time to take 100 calls, and someone would need to have the time to listen to 100 calls. So you kind of need two people for the one job in order to actually quality control this. Whereas you can literally just take, you know, the transcript, the recording from those calls and pop it through AI, and it will give you a really good summary of where the person taking the inquiries is going well, where they need work, why deals are getting made or not, you know, and basically give you a really good rundown of how to coach that person to be better and achieve better outcomes, and all without the need for someone to actually sit there and now duplicate the time of the 100 calls by listening to all of them. Yeah. So it's just killer. A game changer.
I just had a thought. I want, at the end of this pod, I want to actually talk about an AI that I've started using recently, which is amazing to save okay. time. So, remind me to talk about
all
that.
Right, I'll remind you, man, so you can have your little plug.
It's good, man. Yeah. Building software and apps, like, this is outrageous. So members, we're talking about contractors, tradespeople. We're not talking about developers and software engineers. They're building apps. They're building field software job management apps. They're building digital timesheets. They're building truck tracking, inventory systems, asset tracking systems, crazy stuff. You know, using things like Replit, which is an app builder. They're building these bits of code and software. It's amazing. I mean, software is actually becoming software developers. I mean, they're important, but it's really morphing into something else. It's kind of more accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this is they're building stuff that really suits their business. Mm. This is the trouble with out-of-the-box software.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's got 120 things and you need 60 of them, but it doesn't have all the 60 you need, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's
like
a real pain in the backside.
I know a certain software that we implemented at the time where it was, hey, there's 7 ways to do anything except the thing you want to do. You can't do that, which was very frustrating.
Is it bad to say anything bad about HubSpot in a podcast?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't.
We shouldn't. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, HubSpot.
Thanks, HubSpot.
Yeah. I love you.
It's like, I mean, we use it. It's great, but it's taken a lot of work. And I think that's the point, is it's taken a lot of work for us to get, you know, these off the shelf software packages to actually work right for our business. Whereas if you use an AI, you know, to help you with this, you can take these off the shelf products and you can make them better, or you can develop something all on your own, which is purpose built for you. And so, you know, previously that was something that was not actually very accessible. Like, you had to have a certain set of skills to do that. Whereas, you know, nowadays AI can help you do that in minutes. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I love a good bit of numbers and financial stuff. So the next one is kind of simple, but very powerful. Mm. And that's looking at your profit and loss, you know, like, basically just getting your profit and loss and chucking it into AI. And if you're listening, the AIs that we're talking about here mainly is Claude and a bit of ChatGPT as well. Claude is great. ChatGPT is good as well. But you can put these things in and you know, get your last 3 months profit and loss, put it in and say, please analyze this and highlight any issues or opportunities. This is what our members are doing. And it's incredible. It's so onto it. It'll even tell you where parts of your profit and loss aren't set up properly or don't make sense.
Yeah.
And so it gives you great information about what to do and where to look, and you can ask it to make recommendations, which people are doing. It's killer.
Yeah.
Like, this is the stuff your accountant should do, never does.
Yeah.
They only count beans, they don't make beans. But anyway, let's get on to that. You could probably fire your accountant soon as well. That'd probably be 11.
Should we go there? All right.
No,
let's not. Hey, this next one I think was a big one for me. And the reason is because I think a lot of the time where we go with the use of AI is we go to, you know, write this thing for me or create this spreadsheet, create this dashboard. Like, those kinds of things come to mind easily.
Like producing things.
Produce something.
Yep.
Whereas I think this is a really underrated one that we saw in that post, which is people using this as an in-house leadership coach. and actually using it as a sounding board or someone to train them on things that they want to get better at in a like interpersonal skills way, which is amazing. Like it was a really great idea. So like, why don't you talk to that one?
Well, you can say to it, hey, I've got this problem, and tell them the problem might be, I've got a team member who's always been late and I've told them about it before. And you say to the AI, hey, please act as a high level business leadership expert and talk to me about how I might approach this. Because what it will do, it'll give you a different perspective. And often it'll stop you blaming the other person and realize that actually you've got to shift something. And it's about, you taking responsibility for the outcome. And it'll give you great advice and you can have a conversation back and forth. No, it's not perfect, but it really gives you perspective, which I found incredibly powerful.
Well, you can even say to it, if it says, hey, this is the way I would deal with that problem, this is what you should say to your team member. And if you're reading that and you're thinking, you know what, that looks all right, but I don't think it's going to work because, I'm different, blah, blah, blah. Well, this person's not going to take that well. You can just like reply and say, hey, I don't think they'll take that well, and this is why I think that. And then ask it, can you challenge my thinking? Like, am I thinking about this the right way? And it can actually act as someone to challenge your thinking, give you a different perspective, and to coach you out of any potential limiting belief that you might have, which is incredible, because in the past, it's like you're kind of stuck in the echo chamber of your own head. And if you're just using, AI to produce stuff, that's really cool. But you can actually use AI to challenge your thinking and to help you see different perspectives. This is a whole nother level of benefit.
Yeah, this is massive, because that is the problem with leadership and management. Often you get stuck in your own way of thinking. You don't even see outside of it. So this gives you the opportunity to hold the mirror up, because frankly, if you've got a leadership problem, it's a leadership problem, which is about you. Even if the other person's making the mistakes, you're missing something. Either you've not dealt with them properly, not right, expectations, or maybe they're just not a good performer and you've let it carry on. Whatever it is, it's about what you change. So this is I've used this before, conversations with you, Phil.
Oh, have you?
I'm sure you've done it before with conversations with me.
I've done it back to you.
I know. So basically there's two AIs having this conversation. Happy days. But it's
how
so
I
good.
Tell Tony to stop AI chatting me.
That's right. But it's amazing what it will come up with.
Yeah,
100%. So and on the team side of things, this one is cool as well. It's KPIs for your team. It's like, that's something we really teach our members, and we've got a bunch of examples. But it'll help you create KPIs for whatever role you want. You're like, hey, I'm tradespeople or estimators or project managers, or ops manager, CSRs, office manager, whatever it is. You can talk about the role, talk about your business. Say, hey, what are some clear KPIs that I can use? And then you can tell it, how am I going to measure those? What information do I need to measure? And then you can even tell it, this is the information I have. Given the information I have, what do you think would work? Because often actually creating the information can be a bit difficult.
Yep.
And then they're using it to create a dashboard as well for KPIs. It's like, oh my goodness.
Actually do the measurement.
This is insane.
And put it all together for you.
This is nuts. So that's very, very powerful.
Like, yep.
It's not only is it like a wheelbarrow for leadership, it's like the driverless truck and driverless excavator on steroids. So.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And earlier you said you had a favorite one you wanted to talk about. Let us know. What was it?
This is a cool tool that I'm using. It's called Whisperflow. Now, it's my current favorite AI app. And what it does is it basically records your voice to text. So you have a little shortcut on your desktop or your phone or wherever. You just click that, you talk. And then it will translate that into text and put it into the app you're using straight away. Now, it's 4 to 5 times faster than typing. And the cycle time for producing stuff is so quick.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
And it's good. Sometimes it's not perfect for sending as an email, for example. So if you do that, just record it, put it into Claude or ChatGPT and ask it to basically give it a bit of a grammar check and a bit of a zhush up, a bit of a polish for an email.
Yeah.
It does that in like 20 seconds and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Like, it's outrageously good. And if you're on the go, like a lot of, guys listening here, you're on the go, you're in your truck or whatever, this is a killer way to actually just capture information rather than writing stuff. Because as soon as you sit down the keyboard, it does take some time, but writing is way quicker. So that's my top tip for a great AI app.
All right. Tony's excited. Well, I think there was one point that we were talking about before we started recording today, and it was one little point that makes all the difference. Like, why don't you talk to that? Because I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, the AI power isn't that it knows things. It's that it can help you think through almost anything. It's like a thinking tool. So, it's got knowledge, obviously, but it's actually how it helps you think. And most business owners, need think they need to learn about AI before they can actually use it, but it's backwards. You can help, you use it to help you think about how to use AI.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the expert. All you need to be able to do is explain your problem. You've got a challenge, you tell the AI, and then you ask it, how can you help me?
Mm.
I'm not sure where to start. How can you help me? And it will tell you. And you kick off from there. It's super simple. And I guess the purpose of this pod was really simple, was just list a few things that people are doing and the hope that it'll encourage you to be creative about what you could do and start using this.
Yeah, you know? 100%. Jump in, boots and all.
That's it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to solve the problem, well, I'll show you how to do it. It's kind of that simple.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
And that's the key thing.
100%. All right. I think we've done some good stuff today. Let's land this plane.
Let's do it. So AI isn't going to replace great business owners, but great business owners are actually going to learn how to use it and will absolutely outperform their competitors. So you just need to start small, get curious and have a crack with it and play with it. Because once you start seeing what's possible, you're going to wonder how you ever ran your business without it. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.